Now, returning to the story we covered on yesterday's programme about protection money being paid to two criminals so council houses could be built in West Dublin. Further details have emerged. The matter's also been raised at Leaders' Questions in the Dáil this lunchtime. I'm joined by Mary Regan of our political staff. And Mary, on this programme we heard from Sinn Féin's Angus O'Snodhig 24 hours ago. What more have Sinn Féin been saying this morning?
Yeah, yesterday Angus O'Snodhig told your programme that he had written to Catherine Byrne, the Minister of State, who's also a local representative of that area, raising concerns 3 years ago. This morning it's emerged that he also wrote to the Minister for Housing at the time and the Minister for Justice at the time. He first wrote to them on Christmas Eve 2016, and he said, "Sorry for writing on Christmas Eve, but there's such an urgency to this that I had to contact you as soon as possible." Now, the previous Monday, work had been suspended at the site because one JCB driver had been attacked with petrol, and Deputy O'Snodhig wrote to the ministers that it's clear that an intimidation has been orchestrated by criminals, and he said if the work can't continue on the site as quickly as possible, we're condemning Cherry Orchard to a future of dereliction and abandonment. And he wrote to them again a week later saying the situation had in fact escalated, and he said that the criminals involved were looking for conditions attached to the work restarting, and he said this could potentially have a contagion effect, not just on this site, but for other social housing developments. And he said, you know, if they're being allowed to call the shots in this way, then they might have to, we might be giving in and allowing them to shape other works, you know, like who could get houses, who could open shops and businesses in the regeneration of Cherry Orchard. So he asked to meet and discuss this with the ministers involved. Frances Fitzgerald, the Minister for Justice at the time, responded, and she said it wouldn't be appropriate for her to meet because this is a matter for the Gardaí. And there was no response from the Housing Minister at the time, Simon Coveney.
As you say, Simon Coveney, who was Housing Minister at the time, now Tánaiste, and as such, he was taking Deputy Leader's questions in the Dáil this lunchtime, where this matter was the first topic raised. Have a listen to this.
In September 2016, the Evening Herald had a front page in relation to the issue. It led with the headline, "Bloodbath Mob Guards Council Site." You were the Minister for Housing and Local Government at the time, in September 2016. Did you not follow up on that particular story? And, you know, Minister, is this a common practice within local authorities? Has the government done anything in the last 48 hours to get a sense, firstly, from Dublin City Council of what is happening and what went on around this? And do you think it's appropriate for Dublin City Council to be doing their own investigation? Or should the government not appoint an outside investigator to get to the bottom of all of this? And secondly, what is going on at the heart of government when ministers are not exchanging very important information with each other? Surely Minister Byrne, who seems to have a history with Minister Murphy in relation to other developments, should have brought this case to the attention of her political colleagues as well. Surely, given the engagement that they had in relation to other housing developments, that opportunities were presented to her to raise this issue with Minister Murphy to bring his attention to this practice. And one would imagine in the discussion of planning for social housing and financing of social housing, this will come up. So, Tánaiste, I want you to reflect on those questions and give me the up-to-date position of the government's understanding of what was revealed in the case.
I can understand, Deputy, why you would have questions in this regard. And we're trying to establish what happened and when and who sent emails to who and what action was taken as a result of that. So far, from looking at that, because I was the Minister for Housing at the time, there was certainly email correspondence with the Department of Justice through various different email traffic. My office was also CC'd on some of that email traffic. I have to say that the first I heard of this issue was yesterday, but obviously we're now trying to establish the communication lines in terms of email traffic.
Tánaiste Simon Coveney speaking in the Dáil this lunchtime. Mary, I've a feeling that the opposition are likely to continue to press questions, are they, about who knew what when or who could have acted sooner?
Yeah, because this issue has very much moved into the political realm at this stage. So it's a controversy now that is being discussed in the Dáil. And we heard Simon Coveney there saying that the government's response was entirely appropriate. But he said he does want to try to understand what happened in relation to his own office, not him not being aware of it and his office not responding to it. So there are further questions and the opposition will want more answers from him. And the other issue being raised, as you heard there, is the Dublin City Council will be appointing an independent investigation into this. But both opposition parties were raising questions about such an investigation, and Fianna Fáil there is saying that is it right that the Dublin City Council should appoint the investigators, and he's saying that it should be a government response and asking the government to set up this inquiry, not the council.
All right, Mary, thank you for that. Mary Regan on the latest on those allegations of protection money being paid, which were raised in the Dáil this lunchtime.